I'm going to let you in on a secret that's going to skyrocket your self-improvement journey and put it onto the fast track. This morning, I just had a one-to-one call with a guy in my Discord server. His name was Mark. He's a young man who was struggling with staying consistent in the habits that he wanted to get into, like going to the gym, eating clean, and uploading onto YouTube. So he told me the story that you're probably going to be able to relate with, which was that he would start the good habit or even try to stop the bad habit and, you know, make some progress for maybe a couple of days. Maybe a week goes by and he's just snapped back to his normal state where he's like, you know, skipping the good habits or doing the bad habit. You know, he slowly builds it back up again. He builds some momentum. He, you know, goes to the gym again. He starts uploading back to his YouTube channel, you know, does the things he wants to do, and then boom, he's back to not doing them again. How many times have you experienced something like that in your life? For me, it was binge eating. So binge eating, this was my problem. It's kind of like a mental disorder, even though people don't realize it's a mental health issue. It's actually mental health, not a physical issue. Binge eating is a mental health issue where you, because of anxiety, you eat more than you really need to. You eat like till you literally feel fucking sick. Imagine literally just eating. Literally imagine feeling full and still having this sense of like this like scarcity mindset with like, oh shit, like I should eat that thing over there, like the back of the cupboard snacks, like the cookies over there. I should eat the rest of this burger. It's like you have to complete the meal and you're so fucking full and you're so sick of it, and people don't really realize it's a mental health issue. That was a huge problem of my life, honestly, like a huge problem. It caused me so much pain being a binge eater. And when I wanted to be consistent, you know, away from this and to consistently eat clean, what do you think happened? I'd eat clean for maybe one day or 2 days and then snap back to binge eating. Maybe, okay, I'm gonna take it seriously this time. I'm really, really gonna take it seriously. This time I'm definitely gonna do 3 days and then back to binge eating. Okay, come on, I'm tired of fucking ruining my physique. The one thing I've got going for me is my physique, like the progress I've been making in the gym. That's the one thing that I've literally got which makes me feel happy. I can't lose that progress again. I'm not gonna binge eat anymore. Back to binge eating. A lot of guys experience something like this. Like, what have you experienced this with? Maybe with fapping, like, you know, you wanted to be on NoFap, but then you just go back to it. Maybe with drugs, you wanted to quit weed or to quit drinking, but then you just go back to it. It always feels like the new endeavor that we're doing here in our self-improvement journey is kind of a little bit unnatural, doesn't it? It always feels like what we're trying to do here on self-improvement is like us swimming upstream. It's going against something, does it not? It feels like, if you've played video games, you'll understand this. It feels like being a Jeffrey is like our basic attack. You remember in video games, like your basic attack is like the thing that, you know, you're the basic attack. It's like the thing that you can do when you don't have any like mana or special powers or you know, like there's a basic attack, there's like a special attack, and you've got to save up for the special attack. It feels like the good habit is a special attack. But once we've run out of mana, it feels like our basic attack just kicks in and we're just being Jeffreys again, doesn't it? It feels like we're swimming upstream when we're trying to do the good habits, and that we're just back to normal when we're doing the bad ones. How do we change that? Because this is the thing. There's two ways you can try and improve, and you've probably done this like the wrong way, and I did it the wrong way for a while. You can change everything about you in the real world. So you start dieting, you get onto NoFap, you stop fapping, you start journaling, you do all these things, right? And it just resets. You lose the consistency. Where does it reset to, and why does it keep resetting? You do all these good habits and it keeps resetting. Why? Have you ever taken like a moment to just ask yourself, why is your baseline here? Why is this your basic attack? Why does it always reset here? How could we increase this? Not the real world stuff. We can go and meditate. We can go and say that we're doing No Nut November. Oh yeah, it's definitely gonna work this year, guys. And it just keeps resetting because this is our baseline. This is the thing that we need to focus on. What is this? This is your identity. This is how you see yourself. This is the beliefs that you have about yourself. I promise you that this may be some of the most important things that I ever say to you with the 700 videos that I've recorded. Please believe me, if you want the shortcut to self-improvement, if you want the shortcut to consistency in the good habits and the shortcut to consistently not doing the bad habits, it's updating this, your identity and your beliefs about yourself. Because what's happening is that this stays the same, right? You still think of yourself as the same guy, and yet you watch a NoFap video, and you know, on day 90 of NoFap, you'll start levitating and girls will hold eye contact with you. Wow, woman attraction. So you get onto NoFap. This hasn't changed. Your identity hasn't changed. You don't change how you see yourself, but I'll try NoFap. Oh. Woman attraction. Day 3, back to here. Day 4, back to here. Day 1, back to here. Day 0, relapse 7 times. Day 7, back to... just keeps coming back here. That's because you have the identity of a wanker. And I don't say that as an insult. You have the identity of a fapper. You have the beliefs that you are a fapper. You are a guy who is struggling with fapping. And so you will stay there. You must understand that what you believe about yourself, the way that you see yourself, the identity that you hold, will always reign power over the real world changes that you make, like just trying out the new diet. You really want to stick to a diet. Imagine literally choosing a diet like that's really good for you and sticking to it for the rest of your life and not eating shit again. You want to know the fastest way to do that? You know, it's not the vegan diet. It's not the carnivore diet. It's not keto. It's not low carb. It's not high carb. It's not fasting. It's none of those things. Those are the real world things that you've tried and then they never stick, do they? You want to know the best way to be on a diet for the rest of your life? See yourself as an athlete. You change this. You change this identity. You want to know the best way? You want to start a YouTube channel? You want to maybe compete with me? You want to know the best way that you could do that? It isn't to watch all these YouTube videos like, oh, how to increase your CTR and average view. It's not that. It's to change this. It's to now see yourself as a YouTuber. What did I do? I was struggling with binge eating and it seems kind of like a simple issue of like, oh yeah, I was just eating too much. Bro, it really fucked me up. I used to cry about this. I used to literally sit there with snacks all around me and literally burst into fucking tears as a grown man. Because the one thing I had going for me like a few years ago was like, yeah, I was kind of productive and I'd go to the gym. That was it. I was like, the one thing I had for me was that the gym kept me fucking sane. And the physique that I had built from the gym was being ruined by my binge eating. And I tried so many different diets. I tried so many different ways to overcome it. It didn't work. Up until I simply just changed how I saw myself and my beliefs about myself. I stopped seeing myself as a binge eater. And I started seeing myself as an athlete. And I promise you, bro, within literally the space of a couple of days, honestly, I still remember, bro, May 2020. May 2020 was the moment that this changed for me. All of my life before that, so I was like 23 years old, I had suffered from binge eating, just eating until I was fucking sick. And I'm talking shitty junk food, bro. And I hated my life because of that. I was never like fat. But for a guy who was kind of like an athlete and, you know, who was like going to the gym all the time, to not be like lean and, you know, like looking good, it did fuck me up, bro. But just overnight, I just changed how I saw myself. And I saw myself as not only an athlete, but an intelligent athlete who was really clued up in nutritional data, like research. I literally remember the moment where I went from being a guy who just smoked weed all day and just ate junk food and maybe went to the gym like twice because, you know, my mental health was really bad, to suddenly working out every single day, 7 times a week. And maybe that's not good because of overtraining, but come on, it's certainly better than fucking hating your life because you're not, you know, building the physique anymore. 7 times a week, hard workouts, a new style of training. Like, I started going on to like runs outdoors, even in the cold, even in the rain, even in the snow, even in literally like little floods, bro. Like the park that I used to train at in COVID, you know, the lockdown, literally flooded one time and I was still training on this gymnastic rings. Like, I'd attach like this kit, gymnastic rings, to a tree branch and I'd literally just train there like a fucking animal. 7 days a week. I'd come back home and literally all I'd eat was vegetables and meat and like some oats. Healthy shit. And like, I literally would spend my time literally looking at like nutritional lectures, because just overnight I convinced myself that I was now an intelligent athlete. What is it that you're missing out on right now? Or you've tried all of these things. You've tried getting on to NoFap. You've tried all the advice I've said, you know, you've tried getting onto like meditation and journaling and exercising and dieting, you know, you've tried all those things, but you keep snapping back to this. What is this? What is your identity right now? How do you see yourself? Because I promise you, bro, I honestly promise you, unless you are extremely lucky with a fantastic masculine father, chances are your identity is not going to serve you. Because your identity, the beliefs that you have about yourself, please trust me with this. This should make you kind of like take this shit seriously. Your identity and the beliefs that you have about yourself, perhaps the most important things, like, you know, what determine your life, they were not created by you.